For many years, there were allegations against former CEO Dan Majila, Sekunjalo's Iqbal Survey, Steinhoff, and others. These rumors went around. These allegations went around. Then finally, they decided to have this commission of inquiry, and the report from that commission of inquiry has now come out. On the line is journalist at the Daily Maverick, Ray Mahlaka. Hi, Ray. Good evening, and welcome to The Money Show.
Good evening, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Right. Almost 1,000 pages, but some names come up time and time again, don't they?
Absolutely. And, I guess this report, it finally confirms suspicions that were held by so many people about improprieties at the PIC. Some of the big names that have emerged out of the report is Dr. Dan Majila, the CEO, former CEO and CIO at the same time of the PIC, and the acting CFO, Matepa More, who, along with Dan Majila, were known as the sort of two centers of power at the PIC because they had enormous influence and power to, I guess, unilaterally approve various transactions at the PIC that have since soured. Then there's, Dr. Iqbal Survey, the businessman who owns Independent Media, which owns several media titles in South Africa. And I guess the biggest finding is that investment decisions of the PIC were concluded on the basis of Dr. Dan Majila's friendship with Iqbal Survey and not the investment merits of any particular investment decisions. So these findings are quite damning. I mean, PIC, the chair of the inquiry, rather, Judge Lexan Party, actually has referred some of these findings to be further probed through a forensic investigation, and to refer some of the findings to the NPA for criminal prosecutions of these individuals. So this is quite a damning report from all fronts.
It's so interesting because AO Technologies, and just hearing what you're saying there, throughout, I think it was December, reading the Star newspaper, and the Star newspaper is under the stable of Dr. Iqbal Survey, and the article kind of read that he had been cleared, and up until now, Dr. Iqbal Survey said he is innocent. We had the book Paper Tiger coming out, which said he's certainly not innocent. What exactly did this report have to say about AO Technologies? Let's clear this up once and for all.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to go back to discuss the terms of the deal. So the PIC subscribed for about a 29% shareholding in AO back in December 2017 ahead of its JSE listing. And, to buy that stake, it basically paid about 4.3 billion rand. And the value of the shares were priced at about 43 rand a share. Today, the shares are priced at about 2 rand 38. So, the PIC has lost a lot of money through this transaction because, the value of the company at the time it listed in 2017 was 15 billion rand. Today, it's about 819 million rand or so. Sure. So, proper processes were not followed with this transaction, first of all. It seems like Dr. Dan Majila unilaterally approved the PIC's investment into this transaction, and therefore binding the PIC in this AO transaction. And in this process, Dr. Dan Majila excluded his colleagues at the PIC, including a team that normally does due diligence on investment decisions and opportunities as well. So that's the main finding basically against Majila, that he did not meet the proper qualities. And he wasn't honest as well, by the way, throughout this transaction, which means that he compromised his fiduciary role as a senior executive within the PIC.
Because it wasn't just AO Technologies, it was also Steinhoff and also other deals.
Absolutely. I mean, Steinhoff, there was a BE vehicle called, Lancaster, which bought shares into Steinhoff. That is, before Steinhoff's implosion. So the Lancaster Group was owned by Jayendra Naidu, who is a businessman who was a trade unionist with links to COSATU. But that investment soured after Steinhoff announced the accounting fraud, basically, back in December. So the initial funding request in that transaction was 10.4 billion rand, but this was reduced to about 9 billion rand. So Dr. Dan Majila would not seek the approval of his his other colleagues, because as the CEO of the PIC, he had the power to approve by himself, you know, investments that reached a particular threshold. So because it was reduced to 9 billion rand from the initial 10 billion rand, that gave Dr. Dan Majila a lot of leeway and room to approve this transaction as well. So these are very serious allegations against Dr. Dan Majila.
There are, Ray, because there are no sort of checks and balances there. You can't have one person deciding on deals and, what, more than a trillion rand in this investment fund. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, Ray, at all. And, you know, and I think one of the important points that have emerged from this report is that Dr. Dan Majila was a powerful force within the PIC. He had the role of the CEO and CIO. Normally in the private sector, those two roles are held by two different people. So the likes of Alan Gray, for example, the likes of Coronation Fund managers would have two different people occupying those roles. But because Dr. Dan Majila held those roles by himself, he had quite a concentration of power. And, that actually also gave him the power to intimidate and pressure some of his colleagues to approve investments that have since soured and would not normally pass the PIC's test of muster, if you like.
Now, from your vantage point, and I think one of the big things for South Africans is they want justice. Do you see this going clearly to the NPA, which I think it already has, but do you see this clearly that there will be prosecutions here?
That's such a million-dollar question.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm throwing you under the bus a bit.
The NPA has a long queue and list of, transgressions that has to prosecute on. Listen, I spoke to Dr. Roel Khoza earlier on. He is the interim board chair of the PIC, and he says that they will pursue some of these, transgressions vigorously, that is. And I think Dr. Roel Khoza, is a credible individual. He's well-respected. And so far, there has been changes at the PIC since the board came in sometime last year. So I think it's anybody's guess, but it seems like the board is now, is reinvigorated, I guess, to really pursue these wrongdoings.
Journalist at the Daily Maverick, Ray Matlaka, great to have you on The Money Show. Thank you.